Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller met with the media yesterday and gets us ready for the Big Duke game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight, 9:30 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
Exciting week and clearly a lot of excitement around the Big Ten Challenge with Duke coming to Bloomington. You know, right after that, you know, quick turnaround to an automatic 2 Big Ten games in 3 days. So there's going to be a lot of excitement, I think, around the opportunities that we have. I think the games will really bring a heightened sense of awareness to our players. You know, the environments that we're going to be in are what you want to be in when you're at this level. So, you know, I think this time is a lot of excitement. When it comes to Duke, I think it's well versed right now of how talented they are. They're off to a great start at 8-0, and they're battle tested with a, you know, Michigan State win neutral, which was a hard fought game, and then going out to the PK80 and having some real adversity that you watch them deal with and being able to find a way to win that. They're really young as well. I mean, at times you could see 4 and 5 freshmen on the floor, but I think, you know, there's a reality of how good and how talented those freshmen are. But with Grayson Allen being sort of their leader, you're always going to have a guy there that you're going to be able to count on in big moments in the road venues that they're going into. So, you know, we're expecting him to be, you know, really on his game as well. So we have our work cut out for us. We know that. We're trying to get ourselves mentally, physically prepared to play. And there's a lot that goes into this type of game. And we're going to have a good practice coming off of yesterday and then coming into today. And being that it's as late as tomorrow night, have another good shoot around. So, but we're excited for the game.
Coach is excited. The fans are excited. You should be excited. Dave and Terry will break it all down tonight with your phone calls. Number one Duke in Indiana. In the Zone, 6 o'clock, and then the Hoosiers and Blue Devils, 9:30 on ESPN. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Duke Blue Devils enter Simon Scott Assembly Hall ranked number one in the country, and they're doing it with freshmen, big freshmen. Archie Miller voices his concerns about Duke.
It's a daunting task right now, just in general, when you look at how to keep them off the glass. And they're the number one offensive rebounding team in the country, and they're also scoring as many point paints, if not the most point paints, of any team in the country. And they're also just unbelievable rebounders. You know, if you just watch the Michigan State game alone, I think they got 25 offensive rebounds, and Marvin Bagley didn't play but about 10 minutes in that game. So, you know, Wendell Carter and the other guys, you know, whether it be Bolden or whoever's in there, I mean, they present a serious challenge. They command a lot of attention. They're good passers. Their reputation speaks for themselves, but it is a daunting task. And I think it starts with, one, the glass and how we keep them off, and then two, you know, clearly trying our best to keep the paint crowded and make those guys, you know, uncomfortable as possible.
The Blue Devils have already faced some big teams in some big environments this year. How will that affect them tonight?
I think that they've probably played, you know, whether it be the Michigan State game or whether the Texas and the Florida game, I think both of those games were NCAA tournament-esque crowds, environments. And the fact that two of the games that they played in, they were down by double figures in the second half and came back and won, you know, speaks volumes about how they're able to handle those types of situations, especially when you consider they do have a lot of freshmen on the floor. For us, we've had one real, you know, adverse situation for us, which was on the road against Seton Hall, but we haven't been in this type of environment yet this season. And I think the veteran players need to, you know, show, so to speak, their experience level and don't make it bigger than it is.
It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. Number one Duke and your Indiana Hoosiers. 9:30 ESPN, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.